From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that a Greene County health official is warning that a, and I quote, triple-demic, end quote, of COVID-19, respiratory syncytial virus, and the flu are hitting locally. RSV and the flu usually peak in January or February. Greene County Public Health Director Laura Churchill said, and I quote, this year, the number of cases of COVID-19, flu, and RSV started to spike as early as November. While all three viruses are present right now, they are not peaking at the same time, end quote. COVID-19, influenza, and RSV all often include coughing, fever, fatigue, and body aches. Churchill said, and I quote, this has caused hundreds of children in Greene County to miss school. The recent spike in cases is overwhelming hospitals and healthcare systems locally and across the county, end quote. Health officials recommend anyone with these symptoms stay home so they do not infect others. Churchill said, and I quote, the best way to protect yourself and those around you is to mask when appropriate and practice good hand hygiene. COVID-19 and flu vaccines can be administered on the same day and are available at most pharmacies at no cost to the patients, end quote. Read the full story in Porcupine Soup. Heather Bellow reports for the Berkshire Eagle that the Great Barrington Select Board voted 4-1 December 19th to ask outgoing Governor Charlie Baker if the town could use the money earmarked for a shuttle to a train to Manhattan instead to alleviate Housatonic residents' struggles with tap water. The proposed bus service between Great Barrington and Metro North's Wasaic train station in Amenia in Dutchess County would have been paid for by a $150,000 earmark from the state legislature. But now the town board has voted to ask if they can use the money to buy filters to provide other water to Housatonic residents. At least one resident agreed with the board's vote. Karen Whetstone-Smith said, and I quote, you can't worry about getting people to New York City if people don't have clean water, end quote. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Mid-Hudson News reports that at West Point, the Confederacy has finally lost the Monument War. Superintendent Lieutenant General Steve Gillen announced on December 20th that, and I quote, in accordance with the Department of Defense directives, end quote, West Point will remove anything that commemorates or memorializes the Confederacy or those who voluntarily served with it. The move was recommended by the Congressional Naming Commission and approved by the Secretary of Defense. A portrait of Robert E. Lee in Confederate uniform will be removed from the library at Jefferson Hall and placed in storage, and a portrait of Ulysses S. Grant will be removed from the library to Grant Hall during the winter break. And the stone bust of Lee in Reconciliation Plaza will be placed in storage, while the bust of Grant will be moved to the front of Grant Hall. And Lee's quote at Honor Plaza will be replaced by early spring 2023. The Memorialization, History, and Museum Committee is still deciding how to rename Lee Road, Beauregard Place, and Hardy Place, Lee Barracks, Lee Housing Area, and Lee Child Development Center. Representative Sean Mahoney said, and I quote, on a campus dedicated to educating the future leaders of our nation's military, there is no suitable location for a symbol of hatred like a plaque memorializing the Ku Klux Klan. For years, I've pushed West Point and our armed forces to remove and rename buildings and monuments related to the Confederacy, and I'm thrilled to see progress is finally being made. End quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, and a pleasant tomorrow.